Welcome back, Brent.
We're going to be back.
And then the crazy weather, did everybody survive that? Not any danger or any loss of lights or anything like that. So we got lucky. It was very close. Too close. 70s and then 20s and all this stuff. Well, up to any renewals?
First of all, Oliver.
16?
16!
Thank you. Thank you. Glad you're here, Carl. 38 years.
Bob's next time.
And Larry, 43 years.
I started when I was 12.
I was 8.
And Carl, could you introduce our guest?
His name is Gary.
Got that right.
Yeah, we are a member of the church here where I am as well, and sends with the church choir. I invited them to come.
Awesome. We are thrilled to meet you, Gary. Thank you.
Trying to learn what barbershop scene is all about.
And this is a fun time to come in because we're learning like a bazillion crazy things.
Shop before. I've done 40 years at First Assembly Choir, and then my wife drove me over here about 2.5 years ago. She was going to check this out. What about me? I went to church or something. That's your problem, Buster. And so then I bought it for about 4 months, and then I thought, okay, well, God says to be with my wife. You idiot. Get with your wife. So I came over here, and then she joined the choir the second day. She's a soprano, but then now because of COVID, she's a retired RN, so she's all connected with that and is afraid of everything, fearful of doing anything. And even like for myself, being out here with all you guys, I might catch something, bring it home. Oh, blow me on that. Put that away, and this song is perfect.
Yeah. We don't want to make any of
this. No, no. I'm just saying, this song is perfect for a parody on what's going on, because people are afraid of what? But then again, you have to get to know me, know why. I fear no man. Yeah. I fear no virus. I fear God and my wife, and she slipped out on me, which is the way it's been the last 2 years. But anyway, so I'm a tenor from a long way back, Allstate Choir in high school.
Nice.
Bemidji, Minnesota.
Bemidji, all right.
We like to call it Bemidji. People say, I can't remember the name of that place. It's Bemidji. We still have a farm up there.
Nice.
And Dad's, my father's dream, I grew up in Altoona, Pennsylvania, railroad town, 90 miles east of Pittsburgh. At 16, we moved myself and my five younger brothers onto a farm outside Bemidji, which we still have, but nobody wants the farm. It was Dad's dream and our nightmare. But I did learn how to work there.
Yeah, awesome. Well,
right here. Hey, here. What's the last name?
Smear your back. Just don't cry.
Smear your back.
Smear your back. I can know this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Smear your back.
Smear your back. Okay. That's it. Right. It's German. It means fat paunch or big stomach.
That's great.
Almost it.
All right. Anything on the show that we should...
We had an update on sponsorships. Where are we at?
Yeah. We were at 2150. Anybody got ads to turn in?
I do.
I got ad forms, and there's still room for the signature page. I know there's a few new guys there tonight. You got a $10 bill, I'll take it and put your signature on there.
Are you back to Grant?
That's still down. Turn your ads into Larry.
That's a good question. Eldon and I are talking about that after this rehearsal. So.
Yes, has the ticket price been set yet?
Yeah.
Sure.
Yes, I believe it has, I think. We're looking at 20 for adults. 15 for students. That's paid as well, 500.
Actually, $3.
Two politicians. And then five under there.
Ten ticket discount of $2 on the $20 tickets. That's what we've done. Gary was specifically asking. I can get one. Is it to buy nine, get like a church?
I'm sorry, I can't hear over here.
So, at this point, we have 20, 15, 3. Okay? 20, 15, 3.
Maybe be online pretty soon.
Yep. All right. Anything else? All right. VLQ. I need a tool. VLQ, if you meet with me, we have 10 minutes.
What time is it now?